请坐。
Well, praise the Lord.
感谢主。
I just want to say hello to everyone.
想跟大家说一个问好。
Good to see you all again.
很高兴看见你们。
So this is my second time this year.
这是我今年第二次来到你们当中给你讲道。
There will be more to come, I believe.
我以后还有更多的时间来到你们当中的。
Betty keeps inviting me.
因为 Betty 一直叫我过来。
Well, unfortunately, I can't come all the time.
但是呢，平时常常这样的来也不是很合适对我来说。
Well, thank God you're still in Christ.
感谢主，你们一直都在基督里面。
Now it's such a blessing to be in Christ, you know.
你们知道在基督里是多大的祝福吗
？Keep reading the Bible.
一定要一直一直读神的话语哦。
Keep reading the Word of God.
一定要读圣经，读神的话哦。
You know that's how we grow.
这是我们成长的滋养。
That's how we can be transformed.
就是我们的生命改变和得造就的唯一保障。
Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you are.You know, you feel that you feel like you're a loser.
那你们有没有当中就经历过我是失败者的这种经历
？Let me just encourage you.
那我今天是来鼓励你们。
The fact that you are here.
就今天，因为你们在这里。
Born into this world.
就因为你们在世上出生了。
You are already a winner.
你们就已经赢了。
You know, you are in the race with the millions.
因为你们是在与众千千万万的人赛跑。
And you won.
然后你已经赢了。
That's why you were born into this world.
你们生出来就是来赢的。
Is that true?
是这样的吗
？That means it's right when you're in the race.
所以在我们赛跑的路程当中
，God saw you.
神看见了你。
God chose you.
神拣选了你。
So that you can win that race.
所以就拣选你来当这个赢家。
I know there's a lot of obstacles.
我们知道我们的路上有很多的阻碍。
You know the devil tried to destroy our lives.
敌人总是来毁坏我们当中的生命。
You know we are not living in a perfect world.
我们并不是在一个完美的世界里面活着。
There are a lot of tragedies. There are a lot of things that you know that is quite sad.
身上也有很多的悲剧和很多叫人难过的事情。
All because of sin.
都是因为罪造成的。
Is that true?
是这样的吗
？You know the person behind it.
那这些在我们后，在这个后面的始作俑者。
Not your neighbors.
他们不是你的邻居哦。
Not people in your family.
也不是你的家人哦。
You know it's somebody you can't see with your naked eyes.
是你那看不见、肉眼看不见的一股势力。
He hates you with a passion.
他是带着全心全意在恨你。
And we should do the same.
所以我们也要这样恨哦。
Yeah, by loving Jesus.
我们的恨的方法就是我们更加爱耶稣。
By doing what Jesus wants us to do.
来做耶稣叫我们所做的事情。
Hallelujah. Now, I don't know whether you are married.
我不知道你们是不是已婚人士哈。
Before I start my message, I have a word for the husband and wife.
所以我在想开始讲道之前，我对丈夫和妻子有话说。
We struggle in our marriage.
我们有人呢，就是真的是在婚姻里面有挣扎。
I don't know about you. I struggle quite a lot.
我不是光是指你哈，我讲我自己呢，我自己在婚姻里面也有自己的挣扎。
You know the Bible says that wives submit to your husband.
圣经里面说，妻子你要顺服你的丈夫。
It says in all things.
他说在万事凡事上都要顺服。
And then the Bible says, right, husband love your wife.
那圣经也教说，丈夫你要爱你的妻子
，as Christ loved the church，
如基督爱教会一样的那样的爱
，to the point that he gave his life for the church，
爱到他为了自己的妻子能够去死，为了教会去死。
You know that means husband。
那说明丈夫们
，you know there's a challenge for the men。
对于丈夫来说是很大的一个挑战。
I want to ask you a question。
我想你问自己一个问题
：Are you worth submitting to？
你是顺服于谁的？
And for the wives,
是你的妻子吗
？Ladies,
你的妻子
，Are you worth dying for?
哦，你是不是值得你的妻子这样的顺服？你是不是愿意为她去死呢
？Anyway, let me go to the message for today.
那我们今天呢，再进入正题。
You know, sometimes we need sometimes encouragement.
我们总是需要有是不是这样的一种鼓励
？Sometimes a challenge.
有的时候也会有各样的挑战。
But we need God to help us.
但是我们需要神到我们当中来帮助我们。
So today I want to speak on the subject on the blood of Jesus.
所以今天的讲题是耶稣的血。
Now, not many churches will preach on this subject.
很多教会都不太讲耶稣的血。
So far, I haven't heard this message preached yet.
所以我还没有听过这样的我今天要讲的这些内容的。
The church I've been going to anyway.
起码我是说在我有生去过的教会还没有听过人讲今天的内容。
It's a very important message.
是一个非常重要的题目。
An understanding that we need to know.
我们需要非常需要知道的很重要的讲题。
You know, the blood of Jesus is more than what you know.
因为耶稣的血可能你对他的认知还远远不够
All of us have seen blood, right?
我们当中都是有血的是不是
who hasn't seen blood yet?
我们没有见过血的应该没有吧
you know, Don't shed blood, but you've seen blood, right?
你们自己不要去流血了但我相信你们见过血
when I was young,
我记得我年轻的时候
I used to get nosebleed all the time
我老是那时候鼻子会出血
So I'm familiar with blood
所以我就是见血是见多了的
And all of a sudden I'll be sitting down and blood will be running out of my nose
经常就是一坐在那里然后时不时鼻子就流血了
And it just happened anytime
时时刻刻都会发生
If I drink a sip of Coca-Cola
哪怕我就是喝一小口可乐
That would give me a nosebleed.
马上我的鼻子就开始流血
So my mom was very strict on me.
所以我的妈妈那时候对我就非常严格
He would not give me any Coca-Cola.
她是一口可乐都不准我喝
I see other people drinking Coca-Cola.
我就天天看着人家馋人家喝可乐
But I can't have any of it.
然后我是一滴都 不准沾的
You know, you say it's not fair.
然后我觉得好不公平啊那时
But then my mom knows.
但是我妈妈知道
If I do drink it,
我要是一喝可乐
I'll get a nosebleed.
我就不停地去鼻子流血
Right, so as I grow older,
所以渐渐我长大
Thank God, you know, the situation changed.
感谢主啊，这个问题也不再是问题了
You know, I only suffer only for rare occasion.
我只是很偶尔才会见到有鼻子出血这种事
You know, nosebleed.
所以很少了
So I don't know about, you know, all of you.
那关于你们呢？也不知道你们是不是有这样的情况
you know, Okay, so blood, you know, blood is very significant.
所以血是很重要的。
And today I want us to look at the significance of blood.
那今天我们要看血的重要性。
So we look at the first verse of scripture, which is in Leviticus.
那我们来看看利未记。
So this is the Old Testament.
是旧约的利未记。
So 17:11 says, For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls.For it is the blood that makes atonement for your soul.
17:11, 因为活物的生命是在血中，我把这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪。所以因为血里有生命，所以能赎罪。
And in the New Testament, it makes it very clear.
那在新约里面更是讲得很清楚。
The wages of sin is death.
说罪的代价就是死。
So as sinners, we are all condemned to death.
那作为罪人的唯一的结果就是死亡。
But God didn't make us so that we die.
但是神如果神就是不想让我们去死。
So God doesn't want us to die.
神不要我们死啊。
So what did he do?
那他要怎么办呢？
You know, he gave people the blood of animals.
所以他就先开始把动物的血赐给了人类。
As an atonement for sin.
当时是代表着一种救赎、赎罪的。赎罪祭
You know the word atonement.
当时我们讲到赎罪这两个字是
To atone is to cover.
赎罪也有遮盖的意思
Right, so animal's blood when offered to God for sins.
所以当时在旧约如果我们把动物的血献给神的话
What it does is actually it covers our sins.
它就相当于有一个遮盖的效果 遮住我们的罪
It hides our sins.
把我们的罪给藏起来了
Just like a tablecloth.
就像好像桌布盖上一样
You know, when the table is dirty,
就当你的桌子很脏的时候
you want to make it look clean again.
你又想让它赶快看得很干净的话
so what's the easiest way?
那你会找一个很敷衍的方法
buy a nice tablecloth.
那就马上摆一个很漂亮的桌布
right?
把它盖住就好了
If you want any color, right? Most people would like it white so that you can see any dirt.
不管是什么样的颜色都好但是很多人都会买白色、
so、
这样子全盖的雪白的
how dirty, how stained the table is.
所以不管这个桌子到底有多脏
Get a clean tablecloth and then cover it.
你只要拿一个干净的桌布你就把它遮盖住了
What do you see?
你看到什么
A clean table.
你只看到了一个干干净净的桌子
Absolutely no stain.
你看不到那个有脏的有污染的桌子
All the stain, all the dirt are covered.
所有的污秽的东西都被遮住了
That's what it means.
这个就是我们的赎罪祭的意思
You know the blood of the animal serves as a cover for people's sins.
所以动物的血在旧约里面就是做这种遮盖的作用为了要遮盖人的罪
But that covering is only good for 1 year.
但是呢，这样子的遮罪祭哈，只能有效期一年。
That's why when you read in the Old Testament,
所以你在读旧约的时候
You know, every year the high priest has to make the same offering.
所以每一年呢，大祭司都要重新再用动物的血来赎罪祭一次。
He will enter into the presence of God.
他又再次要进到神的帐幕当中。
Into the holy of holies.
进到神的至圣所里面。
And offer the animal sacrifice, the blood sacrifice.
然后把动物的血作为赎罪祭献给神。
Why every year you have to do that?
为什么要每年每年的这样做呢
？So Hebrews 10 verse 4 answers it.
那在希伯来书十章四节就有答案。
So for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins.
说到，因为公羊和山羊的血不能除罪。
There is no amount of blood of animals.
所以靠着动物的血来除罪是不可能。
Is able to cleanse us and take away our sins.
是拿不走我们人类的罪的。
You know, when God instructed the Israelites to slaughter the animal.
所以当神跟以色列人说你们杀掉那些动物时
And to offer the blood on the altar,
然后把血放在坛前时
That was temporary.
那只是一个暂时的方案
It was representing another blood to come.
它其实是在用影射的方式告诉我们将来会有一个真正的宝血要出现
And God's plan is to provide for us a permanent offering.
在神的计划当中是要给我们一个永生的除罪的血
And that offering is his son.
那这个除罪的血就是他的儿子
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督
So Hebrew chapter 9 We're going to read a few verses from 11 to 14
所以我们来看希伯来书九章十一到十四节
But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come with a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with handsThat is not of this creation.
但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是属乎这世界的。
Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with the with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃是用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成为了永远赎罪的事。
And in verse 13 it says, For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies the purifying of the flesh,
三节说，若山羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰撒在不洁的人身上，尚且能叫人成圣，那身体得洁净。
And then verse 14, very important. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
所以更何况基督是借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵的献给神，他的血岂不更能洁净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生的神吗？
So the blood of animals can sanctify us.
所以动物的血是不能真的除罪的。
So the Bible talks about blood of the animals.
所以圣经刚开始是引用了旧约里面的动物的血。
Can sanctify us.
说是那个影子之前是可以遮盖我们的罪。
And then it's how much more the blood of Jesus.
他说如果连动物的血都能有一点这样的小功效，更何况是基督的血，那多宝贵呢？
That's what we want to look at today.
这是我们今天想要看基督血的目的。
How much more the blood of Jesus.
我们就是想看那更何况基督的血呢？
So we look at the how much more.
我们看看到底更何况还有多少基督的血这么宝贵
in the days of John the Baptist,
在当时约施洗约翰的年代
when he saw Jesus,
当他看到主耶稣
the first thing he said was,
他看见的第一句话就是
Behold the Lamb of God,
他说看啊神的羔羊
and then he said, Who takes away the sins of the world,
那除去人罪孽的神的羔羊
Okay, so Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 says,
所以在以弗所书一章七节说到
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his glory.
我们借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照着他丰富的恩典。
Right, riches of his grace, actually, I misread that.
我们是照着他丰富的恩典。
So most Christians,
所以大部分基督徒
most believers,
大部分的信徒
understand that through the blood of Jesus,
他们都觉得借着神的血
we are forgiven,
我们就已经得救赎
we are redeemed,
我们就已经得释放
meaning Jesus paid the price,
是的神付了这个代价
however,
但是
The blood of Jesus does much more than that.
神的血可以做的可不仅仅是付代价这么一件事。
So to understand the much more,
那我们要懂得还有更多的功效是什么？
Let's just look at our blood.
那我们来看看我们自己的血先吧。
Right? So I think most people, if you've done your secondary education, right?
那我相信大部分只要读过书到中学这个阶段的人哈。
So you will learn about blood.
你们都会学到了关于血液的事情。
You know, blood is a vitally important fluid in our body.
那血呢是人的身体中最重要的液体之一。
So it's thicker than water.
它是比水还要浓的。
So it feels a bit sticky.
而且是摸起来是黏糊的粘的。
You know the temperature of our blood is about 38 degrees.
然后血的温度是大概38摄氏度左右。
So that's about 1 degree above your body temperature.
是比我们自己的本身的身体的那个度数要高一度。
So normal body temperature is what? About 36.8, is that right?
那比如说我们人体的温度是36度8的话。
So that is, if you're normal.
如果你是一个正常的温度哈。
So if you get an infection,
那你要是发炎了发烧了可能不一样。
Body temperature goes up,
那你的那个温度会高一点。
Right? Because it's fighting off that infection.
因为那个时候你的身体是在打仗是打那些细菌。
And how much blood you have in your body depends on your size of your body.
那你的身体里面到底有多少血呢要跟你的身体大小有关。
So if you like me,
如果你像我这样
about 71 kilograms,
就是大概71公斤左右的话。
Right, so you have something like about, 5 to 6 liters of blood.
那你大概会有五到六升的血。
You know when you go and donate blood.
那你知道你当去献血的时候。
You know they take a pint of your blood.
他们会给你吸一大管血。
You know a pint is about half a liter.
你知道那一管大概就是有半升左右。
It's actually quite a lot of blood.
其实是挺多血的。
Right, so that represents about 10% of your blood.
那一半管血其实就是你的10%。
Okay, so.Don't worry if you give blood.
但是你们不要担心哈，献血没问题的。
Do you know blood in your body?
那你们知道你们身体的血呢？
You know it gets replaced every 120 days.
每120天就会换血一次。
So about 4 months.
所以每四个月就换血一次。
So 4 months ago.
所以四个月前呢？
Your blood is completely replaced.
你的血已经没了，都已经重新替换了。
It's not the same blood anymore.
跟你现在身上的血和你四个月前的血是不一样的。
Keep producing new blood.
因为你的身体是不停产生新的血液。
You know there are different composition in the blood.
你知道血里面有各种元素成分。
Some of them, right, actually replaced within hours or days.
有一些成分可能要好几个小时，甚至一天才能够替换取代掉。
I'm just saying, right, the longer lasting part of the blood is 120 days.
所以我说的是最长的时间总共120天全部换新。
So what does blood do in our bodies?
那我们身体中有血的原因是干什么用的呢?
Very simply, right, there are three things we need to
know. 那其实是有三个重要的作用和功效。
Right, it transports.
一个就它能够输送。
It regulates.
它能够让你重新疏通。
And it protects.
还是能够保护你。
Okay, so blood is actually amazing.
所以血很重要。
So the Bible says life is in the blood.
所以圣经才说生命在血的里面。
So if we lose our blood, we lose our life.
如果我们流血，那就是流生命走了。
Is that correct?
是不是这样？
So if our blood is so amazing and powerful,
那如果血都是这么奇妙，这么有能力的话，
and we know that it's contaminated by sin,
但是我们知道我们的自己的血呢，是被罪污染掉了。
So how much more the blood of Jesus?
那耶稣的宝血要值多少的功效呢？
Which is sinless,
完全无罪的血。
Holy,
完全圣洁的血。
Perfect,
完全完美的血。
Amen. Sometimes I wonder,
有的时候我在想，
If Jesus was not crucified,
如果耶稣没有钉十字架的话，
what would happen to him?
那他会怎么样？
You know, if you look at the Old Testament, nobody actually lived over 1,000 years.
你看看旧约里面没有一个人会活过1000年，对不对？
There are some of them, right? They actually live almost 1,000 years.
那最长最长的也就是活得差不多快1000年而已。
So if Jesus wasn't crucified,
如果耶稣基督没有被钉死，
I believe he's still walking on the earth.
我相信他今天还在世上走路呢。
Because he's got holy blood.
因为他有他圣洁的宝血。
Sinless blood.
因为他有那无罪的宝血。
It is because of sin that death comes.
因为罪 死亡就来到了。
So with Jesus, he will carry on living.
所以如果是耶稣没有钉死的话，那就一直会活着。
You know, people think that they can kill Jesus.
所以当时的人们认为他们是可以杀死主耶稣的。
But the truth is,
但实际上真理是
no one can.
谁也杀不死主耶稣。
Not even the cross.
就连十字架其实都杀不死主耶稣的。
Will not kill him.
不杀不掉的。
Yes, Jesus suffered pain because he took on the punishment of our sins.
是的，耶稣基督他当时要受这些罪，是因为惩罚。
And on the cross, he shed his blood.
所以在十字架上他就流了血。
You know, but have you noticed when you read the Bible?
但是当我们读圣经的时候，我们会发现。
When he was hanging on the cross.
当主耶稣挂在十字架上的时候。
He actually shouted something.
他当时说了一句话。
It is only when he said this.
就是当他说完那句话的时候。
He said, "It is finished."
他说成了。
That means the work of redemption of salvation is complete.
他是说他救赎的工作已经做成了。
Even after that, he did not die.
就算说完那句话，还没有立刻断气。
The Bible said, and then he said to the Father.
然后圣经里面记载，他然后抬头望着天父。
He said, "Unto you I submit my spirit."
他说的，他说父啊，我把我的生命现在交给你，我把我的灵交给你了。
Then he left his body.
然后他才离开他自己的身体。
And the people saw Jesus' body as dead body.
那个时候才是别人以为耶稣挂在上面的那个身体是死的。
So even on the cross.
所以计算是在十字架上面。
If he did not submit his spirit to the Father.
如果他自己不是把自己的灵交上给父的话
He will still be alive.
他今天还是活着的
But Jesus knew
但是耶稣基督知道
All the scriptures that were written about him
所有旧约里面写到关于他的话语
Would be completely fulfilled 100%
都要完全的百分之百的成就和实现
And part of that is him hanging on the cross
那其中很大一个重要的点就是他一定要在十字架上
to give up his spirit
那一定要把他的灵交给父
and enter the punishment
然后要进入到这永恒的刑罚中
enter Hades on our behalf
要代替我们进入到那阴间
so he was separated from the Father for us
而且他必须要代替我们跟父神有一个隔离和分
离 you know often when we think
所以当时我们想
death is greater than life
所以我们觉得死亡是比生命更重要。
That is not true.
其实不是。
Life is greater than death.
其实生命比死亡才更伟大。
Especially for the, you know, when it comes to the life of Jesus.
特别是讲到耶稣基督那永恒的生命时。
Amen. So often when we see people.
有的时候当我们看到别人。
You know, they are afraid of dying.
他们很害怕死亡。
But when you have the life of Jesus in you,
但是当你有主耶稣基督的生命在我们里面时
，eternal life
是一个永恒的生命在我们里面。
What kind of life is that?
这是怎样的生命呢
？That is God's life.
这是神自己的生命。
That is His life.
是神自己的生命。
Is that whoever believes in Him?
所以凡是相信神的人
，shall receive eternal life.
都会接收到神自己的生命。
Do you believe that you have eternal life in you?
你相信你有神的生命在你的里面吗
？You have God's life in you.
你有神的生命在你的身体里。
You know, it's just not you know, God is with me.
我们不过是天天就只是说哦，神与我同在而已。
But he has given you his life.
他已经把他的生命给了你。
So that you can live forever.
所以你是因为这个生命变成了永恒的、永生的。
Not one day when you go to heaven.
当有一天你去到神天堂。
But when you are living on this earth.
哪怕就是你现在在世上，你就已经有了这个永恒的生命。
You know that means is what you will never be separated from God.
换句话说，就是你永远都不会与神隔离了。
True death is separation from God.
因为真正的死亡就是与父神隔离。
But because of Jesus.
但是因为主耶稣的缘故。
We will never ever be separated from God.
我们再也不会跟父神隔离开了。
That's the power of the blood of Jesus.
这是耶稣基督宝血的功效。
Amen.So let's look at our three essential functions of our blood.
那我们继续来看那三个重要功效。
I said that our blood transport.
刚才我们说，因为血是可以有一个传输的工作。
So what does it transport?
它能够怎么样输送呢
Yeah, it transports oxygen.
它可以把各种氧气。
It transports nutrients.
养分。
You know, this is what our body needs to sustain life, physical life.
就是你身上的所有需要的，能够让你生命滋养的养分。
So the nutrients like the glucose, the amino acid, the vitamins to nourish all the cells.
就是各种各样的生物的养分和你的各种细胞所需要的养分。
It's happening as I speak.
就是就像我现在说话的时候，你身上就已经有养分输到了，知道吗？
And at the same time.
同时呢
，the blood transport waste products，
而且血还能输送到你生命中的垃圾出去。
You know the body takes in quite a lot of stuff。
因为你的生命中会，你的身体里面有垃圾。
You know whatever we eat，
你知道你所吃的东西。
Whatever we drink，
有的你所喝的东西。
The body will extract all the goodness。
那身体呢会吸收所有的好东西。
And then there's the waste product。
但是还有很多垃圾呢，要需
要。The waste product has to come out of the body。
这些垃圾呢就需要血把它传输出来。
And the blood does that function.
所以血能够有一个传输的功效。
It to transport the waste.
它可以把所有的身上的垃圾带出。
Into the different organs of the body.
可以把生命中身体体头所有的器官里头的垃圾都带出来。
So that it can come out of the body.
然后它可以把它带出到身体的外面。
So like carbon dioxide.
比如说那些二氧化碳。
Has to come out of the body.
可以从我们的胃里面出来。
The urea.
你发现你们的尿液
has to come out of the body，
也可以从你们的身体里面带出来。
All the waste has to come out，
所以你所有的垃圾都会被带出来。
If waste are not removed in your bodies，
那如果这些东西没有身体没有带出的话，
it will be toxic to your
body， 那你身体就会中毒了。
Poison，
会有中毒哦。
Okay， so the blood is very crucial，
所以血液是很重要的。
Not just allowing us to receive all that we need。
不光是说让我们能够输溢出，还帮我们排泄那些垃圾。
But it removes all the waste, the toxic.
所有的垃圾和毒素都能够带出来。
If not removed, it will lead to cell damage.
如果没有的话，那我们的细胞就会受损坏哦。
Organ failures.
那我们的器官也会开始衰竭。
Eventually, a painful death.
那最后就会有个很痛苦的死亡。
If our blood does all that,
如果连血就能在我们自己的身体里做这样的功效，
the blood of Jesus does much more.
那你想想，主耶稣基督的血还能怎么能做更多的？
You know, Jesus' blood transports life.
那你知不知道，耶稣基督的宝血也可以把神的生命带进你的生命里？
It gives life to our entire being.
它让你的整个生命里面都有它的生命存在。
Spirit, soul, and body.
是你的心灵都有。
It cleanses and removes every sin.
它能够把我们里面的每一个罪都能够清洗干净。
Sin is toxic.
我们里头的罪就是我说的毒素。
If it's not removed,
如果这个毒素没有被拿走的话，
we will die. We will be separated from God.
我们会经历死亡，也就是我刚才说的跟主的一个分离。
But the blood of Jesus removes every sin.
但是主耶稣基督的血却能够让我们从罪里面
洗干净。When sin is removed,
当罪干净的时候，
the curse of sin is also removed.
那罪的诅咒也就被拿走了。
That means death is removed.
那就换句话说，连死亡都被拿走了。
Sickness and diseases are removed as well.
这些罪啊，还有疾病啊，都被拿走了。
And what's the byproduct?
那我们是顺便有什么好处呢？
The byproduct is simply health and healing.
那你顺便所得到的当然就是得了医治啊，得了身体健康啊。
A healthy life.
就一个很健康的生命啊。
A life that is whole.
全部的完全的生命。
That is what God wants to see.
这是神想给我们的。
Health and healing to our spirit, soul and body.
那我们从身啊，身体啊，灵魂啊，都全部得到了神的医治。
I want to look at the next slide.
我们来看看下一个。
You see a man, right?
我们看到一个人，有没有？
This is a typical Western middle-aged man.
这是大概是一个西方的中年的人士。
Fat belly, right?
你们看肚子就看出来了哈。
You know, our son go over there.
就像某某人一样。
last time he saw me.
那上次他们你们看到我的时候。
I don't know how big my belly was at the time.
我那个时候还不记得我的肚子有多大呢。
He said, I really admire your belly.
那既然会有人说。他说我很崇拜你的肚子。
He said, I wish I had a belly like yours.
我跟他说，我其实我也崇拜你，我希望我有你这样的肚子。
He said, even at my age, I never experienced a belly.
我知道吗？在我这个年纪，我就没有过肚子，不知道什么滋味耶。
I said, don't wish for a belly.
所以我说，那你就不要去经历。
You don't want it.
你们其实并不想要有肚子的感觉。
Trust me, you don't want a belly.
你们知道有肚子的感觉很难受哦。
So that is a typical Westerner.
对，我们看到一个西方的中年人士。
Okay, But we are a spirit, soul, and body.
那刚才我们讲过，我们有三个部分，有灵魂和体。
So the next slide will show you three part of you.
那我们现在就把这三者分开，让大家能够看见灵魂体。
So what we see is the color one.
我们看到这个有颜色的这个人呢
？You know, we see the person with clothes, whatever color the clothes are, you see that color.
这个穿着衣服的有颜色的呢
？But then what? That is not you.
你知道那个其实不是你哦。
Or that is not the real you.
或者换句话说，那个不是真正的你哦。
Why is you on this earth? You need that body.
你只要还活在这个世上呢，你就需要这个身体。
The real you is the spirit being.
真正的你呢，是最里头的那个灵人。
Right, the one on the left.
最左边你能看到的灵人。
You know, your spirit being, you know, we are a spirit, you can say.
我们自己也是一个灵。
And we have a soul.
我们呢也有魂
and we live in this body.
然后我们的灵和我们的魂都在我们的身体里面
But did you know when you are born again?
那你知不知道当你重生的那一刻
Right, the next slide will show you what.
我们看看下一
So I put a few things on there. Oh, is there another slide? There should be another slide anyway. The next one, right, is supposed to tell you the spirit has been made perfect.
那下一个我们本来应该看到的一个图画就是那个灵人已经变得非常完全了、
right. Your soul and your body are still not perfect
然后我们会看到你的魂和你的体没有完全
That's why sometimes we really struggle
所以当我们会很挣扎的时候
How can a Christian still behave like he is or she is?
那为什么一个基督徒还能有这么不好的行为呢
That's because
是因为
His soul is still not transformed.
因为他的魂还没有完全转变。
So the soul is the mind.
所以你的魂可以是你的思想。
Your intellect.
可以是你的智力。
Your will, your emotions.
你的意愿，你的情感。
Is not perfect.
都还没有完全。
We still carry or can carry the same emotions.
我们身上还有很多同样的情感。
Our mind can be right just like before.
我们的思想也没有更新，和跟多少年前是一样的。
You know, our thinking hasn't changed.
所以我们的想问题的方法还是老样子，也没变过，老思想。
That takes time.
那个是花时间的。
So whatever is in your mind.
所以不管在你头脑意念中是什么。
You will eventually act it out.
你最后都会行出来。
That's why it's very important as Christians.
所以作为基督徒来说很重要的是。
You must allow God to transform your mind.
你需要神能够在你的头脑里面有更新有改变。
To live with the blessings of God in your life.
能够活出神给你的祝福来。
You know, we have to change.
我们需要改变。
Amen? So the blood of Jesus brings transformation.
所以耶稣的宝血就有一个功效可以让你从里到外的改变
So once our spirit is perfected
所以当我们的灵已经完全的时候
God's second task
神的第二个任务呢就是
is to work in you
然后就要在你里面做工
to transform you
去改变你
You know, I always think of it like this
我都是这样去想的哈
So every one of us when we're born into this world
当我们每个人出生在这个世上的时候
We are all like caterpillars.
我们都像一个小虫。
You know, we are a worm, right? Crawling on the ground.
我们就在地上呢，小虫在爬。
All we see is the ground.
我们看到的，就我们眼睛很狭隘的，看到就是地板，地上。
You know, there's nothing much you can see, isn't it?
然后在地上的时候，你也只能看到地板，你也看不到其他的事物。
Worm, right? As it moves.
那当一个小虫在地上蠕动的时候。
Do you know something can happen to that worm?
你知道什么事情可以发生在这个小虫的身上吗
？To that caterpillar,
可以到这个小虫的身上吗
？I believe God deliberately make things like that.
但神真的是故意造物的时候就是这样造的。
So they help us to understand.
他能够让我们明白
what He can do to us.
他到底能在我的身上做什么样的转变呢
？You know, we know the caterpillar doesn't always stay as a worm.
你知道那个小虫，它最后不可能一直都是一辈子当蠕虫的。
One day is a caterpillar.
有一天它就会变成。
One day a worm crawling on the ground.
然后刚开始它是先在地上爬。
The next day is transformed.
但是第二天就会变得不一样了。
Into a beautiful butterfly.
它就会变成一只蝴蝶。
And it flies in the air.
然后它会在天空飞翔。
You know when it took on the form of the butterfly.
你知道当它们变成蝴蝶的身份的时候。
The butterfly will see things that he's never seen before.
他会看到一个他以前完全看不到的世界。
He was looking on the ground.
他不再是像以前这样子看的地板，只是在吃地上的泥土。
Moving very slowly.
他只是而且是很缓慢的蠕动。
But all of a sudden,
突然
when he's transformed,
他变了。
Is in the air.
他可以在空中翱翔了。
That butterfly can see so many different things.
他能够看到更美的景象，完全之前看不到的景象。
And we can be just like that.
我们完全也可以有这样子的经历。
We might be a worm.
我们可能刚开始呢，就是一只虫。
Crawling on the ground.
就在地上爬的一只虫。
But when we call upon Jesus.
但是当我们呼求主耶稣的时候。
Or when God is calling upon you.
当神拣选你的时候。
When you respond to Him.
当你对神有回应的时候。
To receive Him as your Lord and your Savior.
当你接受他来成为你的拯救的时候。
Something happens to you.
突然就会有事情发生。
Your spirit is transformed.
你的灵改变了。
You are no longer crawling on the ground.
你不再是那个爬在地上的
小虫子。You are with him in the air.
你变成了在天空中的。
You see things from a different perspective.
你可以在一个完全不同的角度和高度看问题了。
And that's the power of the blood of Jesus.
那就是主耶稣基督宝血的功效。
So let's look at the second function of the blood.
那我们再来看看第二个功效是什么呢？
All right, our blood regulates.
我们的血可以
regulate.
就是
So.So it's maintain something, right? Regulate.
维持。
维持 That's it. Okay. So what does it regulate?
那血是怎么维持呢？
Very simply, two things.
维持有两个事情。
Right? To regulate our body temperature.
比如说我们的血压。
So that it's maintained at a constant temperature.
可以维持我们的血压在一个固定的频率上。
It's like our climate control system.
就好像我们的那个维持血压的那个机器。
To remember the old days, right?
你知道在以前。
When you have an AC button in your car.
当你好像在车里头啊，你有一个那个 AC 的那个键盘。
That was a really big thing.
那当时我们非得要这个键盘的。
I'm talking about going back into the 70s and 80s.
我是说很久以前那种老车哈，大概七十年代的老车。
It shows how old I am, right?
就这样子就会你们猜到我是什么年纪了。
You know, if you have a car with a button with AC on it.
所以那个时候我们的车上都有一个叫做 AC 的一个按钮。
Wow, you're gonna get cool air.
你那个时候你一按呢，你就会马上会觉得啊，好凉快。
What's the next step?
然后下一步是什么
？AC button is not good enough.
当你有这个按钮都不够。
Sometimes I feel cold.
有的时候我会觉得会冷。
Sometimes I feel too warm.
有的时候又觉得很热。
But now we have another button.
那我们现在又加了一个新的按钮。
A temperature control button.
你们现在不光是可以按有凉气，你一个冷气还可以调节多和少。
And it's called climate control.
所以我们就叫做可以调节冷气高度的按钮。
So that's what the blood does in our body.
那个也就是我说的一种维持血液可以维持的方法。
So it acts as a climate control system.
它就好像是在里面维持我们的温度的感觉。
And the other part is simply our blood pressure.
那还有一个就是我刚才说的血压。
So it maintains our blood pressure not too high and not too low.
它能够要保证我们的血压控制在可控的范围内，既不是很高，也不是很低。
That's why when you're not well, right?
这是为什么当你不舒服的时候。
Now one of the first thing the doctor does to you.
一般第一件事情你去看医生，他会做的就是。
Is to measure your blood pressure.
就是要量一量你的血压。
Yeah. So when he gets that reading, he knows, right?
当他一看到那个血压的度数，他就知道怎么办。
Oh, the reason why you feel like that.
难怪你是这样子不舒服。
Because your blood pressure is not normal.
因为你的血压很高或者很低。
Most of the time, as you grow older, your blood pressure will increase. You'll be high.
那一般呢？随着人年纪的增长，你的血压一般是越来越高。
Right, and then you will feel, you know, you feel dizzy.
那你就开始觉得有头晕啊，不舒服。
Or you might actually faint.
可能甚至都有晕厥的现象。
It's a risk of stroke.
所以就有可能是中风的现象。
Risk of heart attack.
有可能是心脏的毛病哦。
And then is the other side is too low.
所以要么呢就是血压太低。
When it's too low.
太低又会怎么样呢
？Definitely you're going to faint.
你就会发现会常常晕倒。
See my problem is right.
所以我的问题就是呢。
My blood pressure is always low.
我的血压就经常会太低。
I've never suffered high blood pressure.
所以我从来没有高血压的经历。
So I don't know how that feels, right?
我不知道高血压的感觉是什么。
But when my blood pressure is too low,
但是我的血压一低的时候
I feel that I'm about to fall.
我就可以感觉我随时可以倒下的。
You know, you feel like you're fainting.
你觉得你快要晕倒的感觉。
But thank God.
感谢主
I don't suffer from low blood pressure.
我现在再也没有低血压了。
Neither do I suffer from high blood pressure.
我再也没有低血压了。
That's because I understand.
因为我明白了。
The power of the blood of Jesus in me.
我明白了耶稣基督的宝血在我身体里面能够做什么。
If our blood can control our temperature or maintain our body temperature and our blood pressure.
如果我们的血液可以是我们的体温调节剂，或者是我们的血压的调节剂的话。
The blood of Jesus does much more than that.
那神的宝血，主耶稣的宝血就更加比这个更厉害了。
I believe the blood of Jesus.
我相信主耶稣的宝血。
Regulate our spiritual temperature.
可以呢调整我们属灵的温度。
There's a difference.
是有一个不同哦。
Not just warm.
不光是说是热。
But hot.
还有很烫的时候。
How hot?
那烫到什么程度？
To the temperature of the fire of the Holy Spirit.
就是一直烫到圣灵的那个着火的程度。
See, none of us can maintain that.
在那我们每个人都很少有那一直在那个高温状态啊。
But the blood of Jesus can do that.
但是圣灵确实能够这样做。
Amen.
主耶稣的血能这样做。
It will regulate our spiritual temperature.
它能够不停地来调试我们属灵的温度。
So that we can always have a passion for God.
让我们一直为神可以火热。
A passion for the lost.
可以一直为那失丧的灵魂火热。
You know, at the same time,
所以同时呢,
it regulates our spiritual blood pressure.
它也能够调试我们的身体的血压。
So that is perfect.
我们属灵的血压。
So that is perfectly balanced.
有的时候那个平衡是正确的。
So when we are perfectly balanced,
有的时候我们的属灵的血压是正好的。
That means is right. We are emotionally stable.
那那个时候就是我们的情感方面是非常稳定的，情绪。
No outbursts of anger.
没有突然大的那种暴躁。
Right? Only holy anger.
要是有的话，那就是属圣洁的那种怒气。
Some people say, well, you must not be angry.
有的人会说，哦，我这个不叫做生气哦。
You need to be angry.
哦，我们又说，有的有一种气是要生的。
If there is no justice.
如果那里你没有看到公义。
If there is all you see is injustice.
如果你所看到的都是不公的事情。
All you see is the devil, right, harming people.
或者你看到魔鬼的工作在人的身上。
You should be angry.
你应该有这种圣洁的怒气的。
Not at people.
不是是对人发怒气哦。
But at what the devil is doing.
而是去对那个敌人生气。
So that you can pray to God.
所以你在那个时候会很积极的祷告。
So that God can intervene into our world.
让祷告来干涉这件事情。
Into our lives.
来在我们的生命中来干预。
So we allow him to do something about it.
所以我们会告诉我们要神来在我们的中间来干预。
Amen. And it helps us to be mentally sound.
那也能够这个宝血还能够帮助我们的思想啊、情绪啊都非常稳定。
No mental health issues.
就是没有那种神经病的问题了。
You know there's so much people talk about mental health.
你知道现在多少人都在讲神经的问题吗
？I understand that.
我能理解啦。
Because they don't have the blood of Jesus.
因为他们没有耶稣的宝血嘛。
They don't understand the power of the blood of Jesus.
因为他们不明白耶稣宝血的能力。
That we are redeemed.
那我们已经被救赎
了。We have been perfected.
我们已经被完成了。
No wonder.
难怪了。
They suffer.
他们会这样子的受苦。
Mental breakdown.
难怪会有这种神经的失控。
You know, when you have faith in God.
所以我们在神里面有这样的信心。
When you read the word of God.
当你读神的话语时。
And you believe in the word of God.
当你相信你所读的每一句话语时。
Your mind is transformed.
你的心思意念就会改变。
Or what you have is a sound mind.
所以你所有的这种思想和意念都是健康的。
Isn't that what the Bible says?
是不是圣经这么教我们的呢
?Every believer.
每一个信徒
God has given us a sound mind
神已经给了我们一个健康的心智
through the Holy Spirit living in us
因为主耶稣基督的灵圣灵在我们里面
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Just imagine
可以想象吗
If we all live a life full of faith
如果我们都在信心里这样的生活
What will happen to you?
你觉得你的生命中会发生什么
Every day
每一天会发生什么
Guarantee
我可以保证哦。
You'll be living in peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
你会一直在平安喜乐和圣灵的同在中。
That's the kingdom of God.
因为这是神的国度的样式。
Right? So the kingdom of God will be manifested in your life.
因为神的国度它就会在你的生命中彰显。
Peace and joy. Who doesn't like it?
那这样子肯定会很享受。谁不想这样的生活
Right? You know, we try to earn a lot of money.
很多人都不停地去赚钱呢。
What for?
你为的是什么呢
Why do you want to earn so much money?
你不停地赚钱你为什么
You can't eat money.
你又不能吃掉那个钱
Can you?
你又不能吃。
I know, you know, I'm just trying to tease you.、Right?
我知道，我只是跟你们开个玩笑。
We know what money can do.
你知道，我们当然知道赚钱为了什么。
Only if we can exchange it for good things.
因为我们想用这个钱去换我们认为好的东西。
Yes, everything is for your body.
每一件事情都是关于你的身体的。
You can still get sick.
但是你还是会生病。
You can still go weak.
你还是会软弱。
You can still be involved in an accident.
你有可能会出事。
And all of a sudden, your life can be cut short.
那突然一下，你的生命的年岁也会减短。
There is no guarantee in this world.
世上都是无常的事情。
I said in this world.
我说的是这个世上的事哦。
But in the kingdom of God,
但是在神的国度不一样。
It's completely different.
是完全不一样的哦。
God is in charge.
神是完全在掌权的。
And you can be saved.
然后我们是他的拯救当中的。
Amen. So this is the next point I want to look at.
所以这是我要看的下一点。
The third function of our blood.
那第三个功效，保血的功效是什么？
Our blood protects.
那保血是可以保护。
Okay, what does it protect us from?
保护我们怎么从什么保护我们？
So blood contains different things, right? Early on, I said.
因为你知道，血液里面有各种的元素。
One of the things that it contains is really, really good for us.
那有一个血液里面的元素对我们来说是很好的。
Blood contains white blood cells.
就是我说的白细胞。
What's white blood cells?
那些白细胞干嘛的？
These are soldiers.
他们像是士兵一样。
In our immune system.
它在我们的免疫系统里面像士兵一样。
So whenever there's a sickness or disease.
不管我们是得了什么病呢？
Try to attack us.
或者有什么细胞来攻击我们的那些细胞呢？
Our immune system will release soldiers.
然后我们的免疫系统就会马上把这些士兵派出来
in fighting off the infection,
然后就为我们来消灭这些炎症
no matter what that infection is,
不管你的那个炎症是来自于哪里
it could be a bacteria infection,
那也有可能是一些病毒的炎症
it could be a viral infection,
或者是一些菌类的炎症
it could be a fungi infection,
或者是第三种菌的炎症 各种菌对各种菌、
right? So God is built into your body.
但神在你的身体中间就这么建立。
With a defense system.
要你有一个能够维护的系统。
That will protect your body.
能够保护你的身体。
And blood also contains what you call antibodies.
那身体你的血里面还有一个就是
you know,
反方炎
antibodies,
不发炎的那种
right?
消炎的。
They target and neutralize foreign invaders.
所以当他们发现有一个不对的东西来攻击的时候，他们会马上去消炎，去杀掉它。
So this is equivalent to the laser guided missiles. Pinpoint.Laser guided missile.
这个就有点像是激光一样。
Yeah. It's not just right. White blood cell is just go out and then fight, right? But this knows exactly where to go.
这个就是它是非常有，它能够知道是什么东西在攻击我。它不是全杀，它是揪的那个杀，就一个激光直接对着它。
That's why human beings, right? They once they understand how the body works.
所以人类一旦知道他们的里面的生命是怎么样有工作的
，then they have a thinking.
他们就会有一种思想。
Why don't we create a weapon like that?
那我们干嘛也不造这样的一种武器来保护自己呢
？So that is guided.
所以呢，他们就开始有同样的
right, like a laser pointed at an object.
所以他们就开始发明了一个激光。
And that weapon will go directly to where that laser is pointed.
因为你的那个激光指向哪里，你的武器就会攻击哪里。
So the antibodies act like that.
所以我们的这个消炎的这个能力就在这里。
God knows we need antibodies in our immune system.
神知道我们的生命中间需要有这种像消炎激光消炎能力的功效。
But did you know something?
但你们知道吗
？You know, for those of us, right, who experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那我们那些有接受过圣灵的施洗的人
，with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
我们特别是有知道用方言能够讲方言作为证据的人
，You know they done test for on people who speak in tongues.
你知道他们有科学家去研究那些讲方言的人的时候的身体反应
？When a person is speaking in tongues,
当那个人在讲方言的时候
，their brain, certain part of the brain is resting, switched off.
你会发现他们的大脑其实是关闭的。
Right, so they don't need the brain to speak in tongues.
他们并不需要他们的大脑来想问题。
It's because they're speaking by the Holy Spirit.
因为他们是借着他们的灵在说话。
So they speak in their spirit.
他们是在灵里说话，不是大脑说话。
Enabled by the Holy Spirit.
是借着圣灵讲出来的方言。
And something, this is what they found.
这是他们所发现的一个研究的一个发现。
This is the body, the brain actually releases antibodies.
然后你会发现他们的大脑就出现了这个可以消炎的这种激光元素。
Actually, it releases certain things like chemicals.
他们的那个大脑会出现一种元素。
And they'll go into the immune system.
然后这种化学元素会进入到他们的免疫系统里面。
And it will boost the antibodies in the immune system.
然后在他们的免疫系统里面会更加的增加那种消炎的元素，让他们更加的免疫强壮。
Just think about it.
你们可以想象这样的效果吗？
You know, that was actually right, a test.
这就是一个人做的一个实验哦。
Do you think, right, when God gave us the Holy Spirit?
你可以想象吗？当神把圣灵给我们的时候，
gave us the gift of speaking in tongues.
给我们讲方言的这种恩赐的时候，
Do you think, right, He knows?
你能知道吗？你知不知道
？Whether we need it or not，
你知不知道是不是你是有需要的呢
？So if you think about right, we had a few years of COVID-19.
所以我们当时有好几年的新冠。
You know there will be more to come.
还有可能以后还有更多的所谓的新冠。
It's not the end of it.
我们反正这个事情也没有完呢、哦。
I wish it's the end of it.
我当然希望这是最后一次了，但事实可能不一定。
You know, as long as there are sinners in this world.
因为就好像说是这个世界上再不会有疾病。
You know, people don't obey God.
因为神人都不顺从神嘛。
They want to dominate.
所以他们想自己成为神来掌控这个世界。
They want to control people.
他们想能够掌控人类。
They will do things to destroy people.
所以他们会做出各种毁坏人类的事情。
You know, there will be release of other pathogens.
所以他们会
viruses.
他们还会继续的去发送各样的病菌。
You know, if next time it happens,
那如果下次又来一个什么病菌的话呢？
It will probably be worse than COVID-19.
那可能会比我们之前所经历的新冠还更糟糕。
What are you going to do?
那个时候你要怎么办？
Are we going to hide in our places again?
你是不是要又像上次像我们之前一样全部闭关了，关在家里？
But God already knows.
但是神已经知道了。
Place is going to come before Jesus comes.
他已经知道了，耶稣再来之前。
There'll be a lot of disasters.
会有很多的灾难。
Right? There'll be a lot of things that will happen in this world.
会有很多灾难发生在这世上。
Do we live in fear?
那我们要在这样的惧怕中间活着吗？
Or do we live in faith?
还是我们要在信心里面活着呢？
And I believe God has given us of the Holy Spirit.
我们相信神给了我们圣灵。
One of the crucial things is.
那最重要的一件事情就是。
The most powerful thing you can do.
那最重要的你可以做的事情就是。
Is prayer.
去祷告。
Is when you pray.
当你祷告的时候。
God is at work in your life.
神在你的生命中工作。
But we know that we are limited in our prayer.
但是我们因为在祷告上真的很有限。
And that's why when God released the gift of speaking in tongues.
所以神就给了我们一个能够说方言的恩赐。
There is no limit.
在这个说方言的恩赐里面是无限的。
It all depends on you.
那都是关乎于你说不说了。
You can spend 1 minute praying in tongues every day.
你可以花每一个星期一分钟的讲方言。
You can spend 5 minutes praying in tongues every day.
或者每天花5分钟讲方言。
Or you can spend 10 minutes.
或者你可以花10分钟。
1 hour.
或者1小时。
2 hours.
或者2小时。
Or 24 hours.
或者24小时。
How do you do that?
你们怎么做？
In your sleep, you're still praying in tongues.
那就说你在睡觉的时候还在说着方言。
But God knows our needs.
但是神知道我们的需求。
Yeah, He knows how to protect us.
他知道怎么来保护我们。
There's one more thing in the blood.
那血里面还有一个东西哦。
Right, it's platelets.
叫做血小板。
They clump together.
他们是集中在一起的。
And form a clot.
然后就会有个血团。
And the clot hardens.
然后当这个血团变硬的时候呢？
And then they act as a barrier.
他们就会成为了一个界限。
Right, if there's bleeding,
比如说哪里有出血的话，
it will stop the bleeding.
他们会让你的那个血马上凝结结痂。
That's our blood.
那就是我们血的一个功效。
What about the blood of Jesus?
那你再来想想主耶稣基督的宝血。
I believe the blood of Jesus does much more.
那主耶稣基督宝血做的就更多了。
You know, the blood of Jesus protects us from God's judgment to come.
主耶稣的宝血能够保护我们不再受到末世的审判。
You know, one day when Jesus comes, He will judge the world.
你知道，当耶稣基督再来的时候，他会来审判这世界。
No one can escape.
没有人能够逃过这样的审判。
Okay, but the blood of Jesus.
但是主的宝血
will protect us from God's judgment.
会保护我们不再受到末日的审判。
A good story or an example is the Passover.
那比如想想逾越节，你就知道是什么回事了。
Yeah? So we all know the story of Passover.
大家是不是都在出埃及记读过逾越节？
God was going to send the angel of the destroyer angel.
当时神呢是要想那些审判的天使来
杀人。Right? To destroy the land of Egypt.
当时是想在埃及地把他们全都罪恶全都杀掉。
But then he said to the Israelites.
但是他对以色列人说
，Right? For every family.
每一个家庭
kill the lamb,
你们都要自己杀一只羊
and with the blood,
把神的
apply the blood to your doorpost,
把羊的血刷到你的门框上
and your lintel,
也放在你的门框上面哦
okay? So when the angel of death,
所以当这死亡的天使来到的时候
the destroying spirit, you can go,
他们会去杀死那些人
when they visit the land,
但是当他们看到这羊血的时候
the land,
他们不会去审判那羊血
said,
他们说
whenever you see the blood,
他父神对那些天使说
pass,
你只要看到羊的血你就要逾越过去就掠过他们
so the blood protects.
所以我们的耶稣的宝血是这样的保护功效
If the blood of the animals protected All the Israelites,
如果连动物的宝血都能在旧约里面这样保护以色列人
How much more the blood of Jesus?
那更何况主耶稣基督的宝血呢
The blood of Jesus can protect us.
主耶稣基督宝血也可以保护我们
You know, the biggest judgment
那最大的一个审判
is God's judgment.
就是神的审判
The blood of Jesus also protects us from all the evil forces that are around us.
那主耶稣基督的宝血还能保护我们在我们身边的各种属灵的世界的邪灵的攻击
You know, demons always seek to harm us.
你知道魔鬼总是想要毁坏我们的生命
But you need to understand something.
但是你需要明白一点
You are God's possession. Purchased possession.
你是神的属于神的
Right? What did God purchase you with?
所以神是用宝血怎么把你买回来的呢
God purchased you with his own blood.
神是用他的宝血亲自把你买赎回来的
With the blood of Jesus.
用主耶稣基督的宝血把你买赎回来的
You are now God's properties.
所以你现在是属于神的
You belong to God.
你是属于神的
Do you know what does God do with his properties?
你知道神对属于他的东西是怎样保护的吗
He cares for his properties.
他会从头到尾会照顾你
He protects his properties.
他会保护你
So that means it's right. You don't need to fear anymore.
所以你不用惧怕了
You don't need to be afraid.
你再也不用担心和惧怕。
You are under God's care and God's protection.
因为你在神的保护当中和照顾当中。
Why?
为什么
Because of the blood of Jesus.
因为主耶稣基督的宝血。Amen?
So we're coming to a close.
那我们就快结束。
So 1 Peter chapter 1.
在彼得前书第一章。
We're going to read verse 18 and 19.
我们来看18到19节。
For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold,That you will redeem from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors.
十八节说，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所流传的虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
And verse 19 says, "But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect."
乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无污点的羔羊之血。
Our redemption is costly.
我们的救赎的这个宝血是很大代价的。
No amount of gold or silver in this world can redeem you from your sin.
这世上没有任何的金银等物能够赎我们的罪。
Only the blood of Jesus.
只有我们羔羊的宝血。
The blood of Jesus is the life of Jesus.
那我们所说的羔羊之血是主耶稣基督自己的血，自己的生命。
And here it says, precious blood of Jesus.
这里面讲到的是那宝贵的血。
You know, there's nowhere in the Bible that referred our blood as precious.
在这里面没有其他地方有说，但是这里就讲到没有一个人用宝贵这个词来讲，但是这个血是宝贵的。
When it comes to the blood of Jesus,
当我们讲到主耶稣基督的宝血时
His blood is mentioned as precious.
他的那个血前面总有一个形容词是宝贵的，所以叫宝血。
The blood of Jesus is worth more than all the gold, all the silver, anything put together.
所以耶稣基督的宝血是远远的超过任何能坏的金银等物。
And yet, God gave us The blood of Jesus to us.
但是这么宝贵的东西，天父却把它给了我们。
Amen. God could have given us gold.
神也可以给你金，给你银啊。
Given us silver.
给你银啊。
Given us whatever we want.
给你你想要的那些各样的物质的东西。
But all those things.
但是这些东西都没有办法比。
Cannot compare.
没有办法比哦。
With the blood of Jesus.
没有办法跟主耶稣基督宝贵的血相比。
And yet God gave us the precious blood of Jesus.
所以主给我们的宝血是最宝贵的
to redeem us,
是为了救赎我们
to protect us,
是为了保护我们
Amen? So if you feel defeated,
如果你觉得有那种失败挫败感
that is your soul,
那是你的魂在想问题哦
because it's not perfect,
因为还没有完全嘛
Sometimes we will feel fearful,
所以我们有时候会觉得有惧怕
we will feel down,
我们会觉得
But don't maintain at that level.
我们会失落，但是我们一定不能永远是这么失落下去。
God knows how we feel.
神知道我们是怎么感受的。
At the end of the day, we are still a human being.
但是我们呢，也是人类哈。
That's why we need to come together.
所以我们在一起的时候。
We need to encourage one another.
我们要互相鼓励。
We need to lift one another up.
我们要互相的建立对方。
With encouraging words.
我们要一起说互相鼓励的话语。
Amen. But the blood of Jesus.
但是神的保险呢
？What was given to us?
是给我们的。
Not only to protect us.
不光是保护哦。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 11 says.
那在启示录十二章十一节说。
He says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
They are the believers.
这些是。我们说的他是信徒
Just like us,
就像你我这样信徒
struggle,
都是有挣扎的信徒
you know, we try to fight off the evil one.
因为我们一直都是在跟这恶的势力作战
And we find ourselves sometimes we do sin against God.
我们有时候都想 为什么我们又会去得罪神
I'm not
犯罪呢
talking about you commit you know, really hideous sins.
我说的不是那种看得见的好明显的犯罪的那种罪
you know, an act of disobedience, the sin to God.
我说的是那种就看不太见的或者不容易就发现的那种像不顺服啊那都是罪
Do you agree very often we do disobey God?
你们有没有发现自己常常不顺服神的
We don't listen to him.
经常就不听神的话的
We do our own things.
我们就喜欢按自己的方式做事的
We become selfish.
我们变得很自私自我
And then we feel guilty.
然后呢我们又觉得很自责
All right, we feel defeated.
然后又觉得又很有挫败感
We struggle in our lives.
我们在生命中挣扎着
And yet this is what God wants us to know.
但是这是神今天想要我们听到的话
Just like the people of old.
就像这些世上的人
They were fighting off spiritual forces.
他们都在跟属灵属世在一个灵界征战
They struggle,
他们都在征战中的
But they realize,
但是他们有人意识到
They have the blood of Jesus.
那信徒意识到他们有羔羊的血
The blood of Jesus has a voice.
主耶稣基督的血是有声音的
The voice speaks against the devil.
这个声音是直接对敌人仇敌说话的
And at the same time,
同时
The blood of Jesus has a voice.
基督的血也有声音。
It speaks grace and mercy before God on our behalf.
他在神的面前说那恩典的话语关乎我们的。
So that when we sin against God,
所以当我们得罪神的时候
we can come boldly into the throne of God.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到耶稣的宝座前。
Because of the blood of Jesus,
因为主耶稣基督宝血的缘故
already offered.
已经是主耶稣基督的保险胜过了。
So next time when you sin against God,
所以下次当我们又有得罪神的时候
Don't just feel guilty,
不要光是自责
or plead guilty,
或者是自己就觉得自责
What you need is to plead the blood of Jesus,
或者是你所需要的是马上申请耶稣基督的保险在你生命中
God has made the blood of Jesus always available to you.
神把他的保险成为一个你永远可以用的
And 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 says,
约翰一书一章七节说
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
So what we need to do,
所以我们要做什么呢？
Is to live with God.
我们是要在光明中和神在一起。
Fellowship with Him.
跟神有团契。
Fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
跟圣灵有相交。
So why should you do that?
那我们要为什么要这样做？
The blood of Jesus is at work in your life.
因为耶稣的宝血就在你的生命中工作。
He cleanses you.
他可以洁净你。
Cleanses you from every sin.
洁净所有一切的罪。
And removes all the toxic in your being.
可以拿掉你生命中的各种毒素。
So that you become spotless.
让你变得无瑕疵。
In the eyes of God.
在神的眼中。
When the devil accuses you,
当敌人来攻击你时
the blood of Jesus removes the accusation.
那耶稣的宝血可以洗净所有这些攻击你的话语
Every bad thing that you've done,
那些你自己自认为做错的事情
When you are walking with Jesus,
当你跟主耶稣基督同行的时候
His blood cleanses you.
主耶稣基督的血会洁净你
No wonder we can overcome the devil.
难怪我们可以胜过那恶者
By his blood.
借着主耶稣基督的宝血
Amen. Hallelujah.You know, Jesus' blood is precious.
所以耶稣基督的宝血是很宝贵的。
You know, people may leave you.
也许有人呢会离开你。
They may forsake you.
也有人会抛弃你。
But God will never leave you nor forsake you.
但神绝不离开你，绝不抛弃你。
Why?
为什么？
Because the blood of Jesus has already been shed for you.
因为主耶稣基督的宝血已经为你流了。
It's an eternal blood.
这是一个永恒的宝血。
Through the blood of Jesus,
借着主耶稣的宝血
we have an eternal covenant with God.
我们就有那永恒的约跟父神。
We are a child of God.
我们是神的儿女。
You know, there's one verse in the Bible.
那还有一个在圣经里面的经文。
That talks about the ruler of this world.
那讲到了这世上的一个。
And it's recorded in 1 Corinthians.
我们看看哥林多前书第二章八节。
This is the last verse I want us to look at.
这是我们最后一个经文了。
2:8.Say, none of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
二章八节说，这智慧世上有权有位的人，没有一个知道的。他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
The ruler of this world represent the religious leaders of the day when Jesus was around.
讲到这个智慧在这世上什么有权有势的人，就指的那些宗教的领袖们。
So the high priest.
比如说那些大祭司们
the Pharisees,
那些法利赛人们
they all want to crucify Jesus.
他们当时都要想把主钉在十字架上
But we know behind those people,
但是我们知道在这些人的背后
the spiritual forces at work.
那真正的属灵的势力是
Satan is behind all these people.
撒旦在他们的后面
They wanted Jesus dead.
他们就想要耶稣死
We can't allow Jesus to carry on the way he is doing things.
他们说我们不能让耶稣再这样子下去了。
Satan wanted Jesus dead.
撒旦当时就想要耶稣死。
So they all shouted.
所以他们当时都在喊。
Crucify him.
说要钉他十字架。
Crucify him.
钉他十字架。
And that's what all the people shouted.
所以当时所有的人群都在这样喊。
Even though Jesus did not commit any sin.
即使是耶稣基督都无罪的。
They could not find anything to accuse him.
他们找不到任何的可以去定罪的证据。
And then they said for blasphemy.
但是他们就说你是在亵渎神
you should be punished to death.
就因你亵渎神所以我们就要把你处死
so they put Jesus on the cross.
他们把耶稣基督放在十字架上
they crucified Jesus.
他们杀死了主耶稣
the devil thought,
然后敌人以为
That's the end of it.
他以为终于把他搞掉搞定了
And
杀死了
they, finally they saw Jesus dead on the cross.
他们终于见到主耶稣基督死在十字架上
That's why when Jesus died,
这是为什么当耶稣基督死后
there were 3 hours of darkness.
当时有三个小时的黑暗期
Darkness represent evil forces.
那三个小时的黑暗期就代表那属灵的邪恶势力
They were dancing, they were happy.
他们在那里跳舞他们在那里唱歌他们好开心
3 long hours.
他们就是这样唱歌跳舞了三个多小时
Darkness ruled the earth.
他们当时是整个黑暗笼罩世界
Little did they know.
当时他们却不知道
Through the death of Jesus,
借着主耶稣基督的血
There is something else
却有一个
coming,
有一个反转要发生
That was the resurrection of Jesus
这反转就是主耶稣基督的复活
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
But because of the resurrection of Jesus
但是因为主耶稣基督的复活
Every person who put their faith in him
所有凡把信心放在他里面的
Receive new life
都会接受新的生命
New creation
新的创造
The Bible says therefore if anyone is in Christ
圣经说所以凡在基督里的人
He is a new creation
他就是那新造的人
That means it's right like Jesus
他就说像耶稣基督一样
The devil had one Christ to contend with.
那敌人想杀的只是一个基督而已。
Little did the devil know.
但他没猜到的是
，He now has many Christians to contend with.
那当时只想杀掉一个基督，以为搞定了。现在发现有这么多的基督、小基督、基督徒都在杀不完了。
So do you know the meaning of Christians?
所以你知道基督徒到底是什么意思
？It's simply translated as little Christ.
其实我刚刚说的基督徒就是小基督的意思。
The little anointed one.
这么多小小的受恩膏的基督
And that is us.
就是我们是我们你我
The devil had one Christ,
所以敌人他当时杀死了一个基督
one anointed one.
他杀死了那一个受膏者
Now, he has a whole world of little Christ.
他现在发现哇还有这么多的小基督要杀
Running around in this world.
这满世界里面这么多的小基督
Getting people saved.
还能够不停的去救人
Getting people healed.
可以叫人得医治得拯救
Getting people delivered.
可以叫人得释放
What is he going to do?
那这些魔鬼要怎么办
You know, the devil is very good in deception.
那他现在就是已经杀不过来了。
But we mustn't allow him to deceive us.
但是我们不想，我们不需要他们。
Amen.
敌人的谎言。
We need to maintain.
我们要继续在基督里。
And we need to remind ourselves.
我们也要继续来提醒我们自己。
That we are no longer the old person.
我们再也不是那旧的人了。
We are a new creation in Christ Jesus.
我们是在基督里的新造的人。
You know, we are a spirit.
我们是一个灵人。
We have a soul.
我们是一个魂。
This body is only our house.
那我们现在的身体只是我们的一个殿宇而已。
Why is we on this earth?
当我们还在这世上的时候。
We need this body.
我们只是需要这个殿宇来装。
You know, we live in this body.
因为我们还要装在这个里面。
And because of the blood of Jesus.
但是因为耶稣基督的宝血。
That cleanses us from every sin.
已经把我们的罪全部都洗净。
Even the Holy Spirit.
那连圣灵
can now live in this body.
圣灵都看到这个房子已经打扫干净了他说自己要住进到我们的里面来
Amen. That's why the Bible says I will never leave you nor forsake you
所以圣经才说我永远不会抛弃你不会放弃你
All because of the blood of Jesus
都是因为主耶稣基督的宝血
Already shed for you
都已经为我们流
Amen. Let's stand
让我们一起起立
Father we thank you
父啊我们谢谢你
We thank you, Lord, that you are God who loves us.
你是一个爱我们的主。
That you gave us your only begotten Son.
你给我们了你的儿子。
Lord, when we are in bondage.
当我们在捆绑中。
And we are facing death.
当我们面对死亡时。
We're facing the punishment of our sin.
我们是在面对这罪的刑罚。
Lord, you remember us.
主啊，你记住了我们。
And we thank you, Lord,
主啊，我们谢谢你。
That through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
借着你的儿子主耶稣基督
that we can be transformed.
我们可以受转变。
Every person in this world,
我们世上的每个人都有这样的机会。
Father, I want to thank you for everyone here.
主啊，我为了这里的当中的每个人，谢谢你。
Who is already born again?
因为我们已经在你里面重生了。
Into a new creation.
我们是一个新造的人。
And I pray.
主啊，我们祷告。
For your new creation.
主啊，为这新造的人祷告
，to continue to grow，
能够继续的成长
，Lord， and to be set free，
能够继续的得释放
，in their mind，
在他们的思想中
，in their emotion，
在他们的情绪中
，in their thinking，
在他们的想法中
，Lord， let us be transformed，
主啊，让我们都在这里面有转变
，so that even this body，
就算是我们现在这个身体
，it may be aging。
也许是变老了
But it will continue to receive strength.
但是我们要永远在你的里面得到能力量
it can be healthy
我们的仍然有一个健康的身体
Until the day we meet you again
直到我们去见你的那一天
Father, I therefore pray
主啊我们今天祷告
For the blessing of God
让你的祝福
For the grace of God
和主你的恩典
To be upon every person
在我们当中的每一个人身上
In Jesus' name
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen
Amen
We're going to worship the Lord for a little while
我们一起来敬拜主
Why don't we just open our hearts
让我们打开我们的心
And allow the Holy Spirit to work in you
那让圣灵在我们的里面工作
Regardless of what situation you're facing,
不管你现在所在的环境是怎样的
remember,
要记住哦
God's presence is with you.
神的同在就在你的里面
Because of the blood of Jesus,
你也有耶稣基督的宝血
has already been shed for you.
那已经为你流的宝血
given to you,
白白的给了你
for your benefits,
为的是你的祝福，为你
for your protection,
为了是保护你
to sustain you.
让你能够维持。
regardless of what you are facing.
不管你现在在什么光景当中。
Let's worship the Lord.
让我们一起来敬拜我们的主。
主耶稣，我感谢你，你的身体为我而生，带我从黑暗进入光明国度，使我再次能看见。主耶稣，主耶稣，
我感谢你，
我感谢你
宝血为我流，宝贵十字架上一直恩典拥有，使我们全的自
to come forward.
我们要求你到前面来
so that someone can pray for you.
有人会为你祷告
so don't miss this opportunity.
不要来错过这样的机会
God is here.
神与你同在
Jesus is here.
主耶稣就在我们当中。
God is indeed gracious.
神是这么有恩赐和恩典的神。
He is able to help us.
他能够帮助我们。
He is able to help you.
他能够帮助到你。
Okay, so just sing it for the one more time, and we allow people to come forward for prayer if there are people here.
在我们接下来继续敬拜的过程当中，你可以到前面来，我们就开始为你祷告了。
And then we'll close the meeting.
然后我们在祷告的期间也就慢慢结束了这场聚会。
Okay.
主耶稣，我感谢你，你的身体为我而生，带我出黑暗，进入光明国度，使我再次能见。
The ministry team,
主耶稣，主耶稣，
带导团队到前面来。
我感谢你，
你的宝血
为我而流，宝贵十字架上一直永流，是我完全的自由。There is power, power.
Father, we want to pray for the blood of Jesus upon us and our family. Father, we plead your blood over us. Your protection, your cleansing power. Father, we want to break every condemnation upon us. Father, no matter what we've done,
主啊，不管我们做过什么，
Father, we come to your throne room.
主啊，我们来到你的宝座前。
Father, we want to take a good bath.
主啊，我们在你面前得一个好好的洁净，洗个
澡。Ask your blood to cleanse us.
主啊，你的宝血来洁净我们。
And your word say,
因为你的话语说，
as we confess our sin,
当我们来定罪，当我们来承认我们的罪时，
you are faithful.
你是信实的。
You will make us clean.
你会让我们得洁净。
Father, I pray for a clean spirit.
主啊，我们祷告着洁净的灵。
That will go on the righteousness of Christ.
让我们在你的里面成为义人。
That we may overcome every condemning words.
让我们能够胜过来所有那些自我定罪的话语。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Father, we want to follow you.
主啊，我们要跟随你。
And the rest of our days.
在我们剩下的年月。
Father, you are our good shepherd to lead us.
你是我们的好牧人来带领我们。
And Father, we ask you.
主啊，我们祷告。
We every day we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus.
每天我们都申请你的宝血来遮盖我们。
That we may be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
让我们因着你的宝血在你的里面成为那义人。
Father, as we plead your blood,
主啊，我们相信你的宝血。
We receive your life.
我们接受你的生命在
我们里面。We receive that abundant life.
我们接受你的丰盛的
生命。And we receive the Christ resurrection.
我们接受耶稣基督的复活大能。
Father, whatever part is dead in us,
我不管我们的里面有什么样死亡的。
Father, we receive that resurrection power of Jesus.
主啊，我们接受耶稣基督那复活的大能。
To heal us.
来医治我们
to give us life,
来给我们生命
that we may go on,
让我们能够继续
running this race for Jesus,
继续为你来跑这段路程
we thank you, Lord,
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Close the meeting by speaking a blessing into your life.
那我们想今天在结束前呢，对你们说一些祝福的。
And now, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him.
但愿使人有盼望的神因你信将一切的喜乐平安充满你的心
so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit
使你借着圣灵的大能大有盼望
May the blessing of God Almighty the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be with you now and always
愿全能的神父子圣灵的祝福与你们同在如今直到永永远远
God bless you all
神祝福你们
Amen
Amen
Thank you
大家请坐。